Welcome to Shomar Shav on Adav, Shir sponsor, Leonishvas, Arambi Yakushom, Nav, Asitzchuk. We're holding Yksuvas Dav Chav Tes, the beginning of the third parak of the Meseches. And in the beginning of this parak, we start talking about Elu Naras Yeshlem Knas, talk about the Knas, the fine of the 50 Shkolim. The one has to pay for an Oynes if he forced a Naira, specifically a Naira for that age, as the Gemara tells us. That's when you have the idea of the Knas, and the Mishnah speaks, who are the women that have the Knas? Now, regarding this knas, we have in Divrei Rabbeinu a lot of very deep stuff to explain what is the knas and what does it represent. And we'll try to bring a few things over here. The Mishnah in Nehuchim that is involved says, look what happens if someone does oynis or mefate, he pays 50, as we see in our Gemara. But someone who's moitzi shemra, he speaks bad about the wife and he says that she's not a besulo, he has to pay 100. You see how much more terrible is a dibur than a maise. For Dibur, you pay 100, for a Maisa, you pay 50. So the Vilna Goyen and Safra Tetzniusa, and Yitzchak Isaac Hover there on the spot explain. There's two types of brisos, two types of covenants you have in the world. You have a bris, which is called bris haloshon, which is a higher bris. That's the bris of Dibur. And then you have a bris, a lower bris, which is called the bris hamor. That's the bris of Zivuk. When we're talking about Moitzi Shemra, he's someone who's poigim, who ruins his Dibur. That's not a topic today, but it's a higher ruining, and that's why you have to pay more for it. When you talk about oynes u'mefate, that has to pay 50, that is a b'gam. That's someone who's ruining the bris hamor. He's ruining the way relationship needs to be. So the Vilna Gaon is teaching us over here, what's brought down other sfarim. The idea of oynes u'mefate is somebody has a relationship in the wrong way. He could have done it in the right way, doing it through marriage. But he does it in the wrong way, and he causes a begam, a ruining of Gedusha. He takes away the Gedusha, the holiness of the Maise, and he makes it only a physical Maise. And as we see from the Psukim, the responsibility is for a man doing something wrong. Because he did something wrong, he caused the woman to lose her Gedusha, that's what he has to pay. And as the Kedas Yitzchak explains, both cases of Oynes and Mefate are considered to be Oynes, considered to be by force. Oynes is a physical force. Mefate means to seduce. That may be even worse. There you force somebody with das, with a pitui, seducing, causing one to do something wrong. And in both cases, the Adam did a b'gam. He ruined something through maise, causing a naira to lose her gedusha. And that's why it's brought down in Sefer Mekubalim, Kilas Yaakov, and others, that's the reason he pays Chamishim Kesef, 50. 50, as we know, is always the level of Gdusha connected to this world. Shar Chamishim. Chamishim Sharibino. We're talking about reconnecting, fixing the ruining of the Gdusha. When something is too physical, the way you fix it is the 50, connecting the world to the higher level, the highest level of connection of Kodesh to Chol. This is a little bit of an explanation that Rabbi Seinu give us. But one thing is not understood. Why specifically a Naira? Why specifically at that age, especially according to a mayor? Not even a Ketana, only a Naira from the age of 12 to 12 and a half is the one that has this din. And according to this explanation, we don't know exactly why is that so. But Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar, when they speak about Oynes, they say there's a remez here to something else. When we talk about a Naira Besula, we talk about Am Yisrael. As it says in the Pasuk, Noflo lo soisif kum Besulas Yisrael. Call Am Yisrael Besula. The Noah Pasuk says, Ki Nar Yisrael. Am Yisrael is called a Nar. It's the Loshen that's used for a Naira in the Torah when we're talking about the Oynes. So Chazal say that the Osid Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to seduce Am Yisrael, take it to the Midbar, and so to speak, force on them the marriage to Hashem. And then he's going to give them Chamishin Kesef, which is connected to Chamishin Sharibino. We talk about that forceful connection of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will be revealed in the world to come. And obviously these things need more explanation, they're very deep. But one thing we can understand, the reason we're saying Naira, because it's not just the Naira that we see over here in the world. We talk about the Naira, which is Am Yisrael. As Om the first should point out, of course there's other payments you give for every woman. You have Boishes, you have Nezek, you have Tsar. But the specific Knas, that refers to Naira only, because Am Yisrael is called Nar, and there's a reference here of what's going to happen. Lohosin Lovoy, Pimheir Be'Amenu. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.